Here in the U.S., Ebola is also impacting people's lives. There's still only one confirmed case of Ebola, the Liberian man currently fighting for his life in a Dallas hospital. But fear of the disease is impacting many others in African immigrant communities. I spoke with Hussein Mohammed, who hosts a radio show in Atlanta, Georgia. This program you host, Hussein, is called Segal Radio. What's been the discussion on the show lately? What are people calling in about? What do they want to know?
Well, it's mostly an educational radio program in Segal Radio. That's what we do. So we're educating people about the issue of Ebola, and in case they see somebody and what to do, and those the things we talk about, and just mostly educational, inviting the guests, like a doctor, Somali doctor who knows more about Ebola, who relying mostly on a CDC webpage. That's what's the discussion about mostly.
And do you get people calling in with questions?
Yes, we do have some people calling and to find out more about it, yes.
And what kind of questions are they asking about Ebola right now?
Mostly people worried what's going to happen if, you know, their relative come up with that some kind of disease and what to do. And like the other day, one of the things put me in a worry situation was I visited a local hospital and where they have a sign talking about, you know, if you are from Africa in a state of West Africa or in a state of those only affected by Ebola. So this particular hospital, their sign to me is kind of a little bit off, it turned me off.
Yeah, why? How did it make you feel?
Well, it made me feel like they're targeting the whole continent. And if you talk about whole Africa, Africa is like 58 countries. So the only worry is really we don't want to be discriminated and because of this disease. And soon, if this keep going on and people may be discriminated when they go to school, people be discriminated when they enter the United States, people be discriminated when they come to the hospital, restaurant, and we don't want to be targeted being African. And these only three countries that so far in West Africa, that's a lot of Ebola cases.
I mean, Atlanta is the home to the CDC. What's the mood in the city right now as far as Ebola goes?
Well, I really cannot talk about the whole city. I just talk about my little community. My little community is worried, and I hope this disease won't get to the other part of Africa. And I just pray that the U.S. government is like a leading of all other countries. I hope they go and do something about Ebola. Like they're fighting every kind of war, they should fight this war.
Are you confident that the United States government is fighting the Ebola war in the right way?
Well, the President of the United States came to Atlanta and came to CDC, and that showed me that he's very supportive of fighting this disease. And I want the other organization also, you know, help out and do the any way they can to fight this disease. And we worried. Look, now in the United States, we worried. And everybody who came from Africa, they think they got Ebola, right? So let's fight it over there. Won't get it over here to begin with.
Finally, Hussein, Segal Radio. What does Segal mean, the word?
Segal means is the sunshine coming in the morning. It's beautiful. And usually give it to your beautiful girl name.
A name given to a girl.
Yes.
And it's Segal is a Somali word?
Yes.
Well, I hope your program is bringing plenty of sunshine to the people in Atlanta because I'm sure they're looking for it, especially in your community. Hussein Mohammed, the host of Segal Radio in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you.
You're welcome.